We begin the Warren County Radio Bible School today with a Bible question. We're studying about Joseph, how he was sold by his brothers into Egypt. And then in Egypt, he was sold to Potiphar and put over all of Potiphar's house because Potiphar found that he could trust Joseph and God was with him. And it tells us that Joseph was comely and well-favored. But this good looks of Joseph like to got him in trouble because Potiphar's wife wanted him. And as she tried to seduce him, Joseph had an answer for her why he could not do this. Now, he talked about the trust that his master had put into him. But then he said to Potiphar's wife, "How can I do this great wickedness and..." Okay, what was the rest of the reason Joseph gave? "I cannot do this great wickedness and..." Okay, what was Joseph's reply to Potiphar's wife? And we're going to see that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now the question is, Potiphar's wife sought to seduce Joseph, but Joseph replied to her, "I cannot do this." He said, "How can I do this?" And do you know the answer? Let me begin reading. Genesis chapter 39, beginning in verse 7. Now verse 6 is where it says Joseph was comely and well-favored. And then Genesis 39:7, "And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, 'Lie with me.' But he refused and said unto his master's wife, 'Behold, my master knoweth not what is with me in the house, and he hath put all that he hath into my hand. He is not greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and," here's the answer, "sin against God?" You know, we've really got to commend young Joseph here and his understanding of sin and its seriousness. It would not just be a sin against Potiphar. It would not just be a sin against Potiphar's wife. It would not just be a sin against himself. Joseph would not do this wickedness because it was a sin against God. If we could learn to have that love and sensitivity toward God that Joseph had, oh, what an abundance of trouble we would save ourselves. We cannot sin against God. Now, I want to continue reading this till we get down to the... and then we'll go to Elam's notes here in just a minute. But continuing reading, Genesis chapter 39 and verse 10. "And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her, to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that he went into the house to do his work, and there was none of the men in the house there within. And she called him by his garment, saying, 'Lie with me.' And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, 'See, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in to me to lie with me. And I cried with a loud voice, And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted my voice and cried, that he left his garment by me and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his master came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, The Hebrew servant whom thou hast brought unto us came unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment by me and fled out. Let me read to you what E.A. Elam said about this. It's under a heading called The Cause of Joseph's Imprisonment. It is part of this lesson to learn why Joseph was cast into prison. In perfect trust, Potiphar placed Joseph over all he possessed. A good man is a blessing to any household. A still greater trial awaited Joseph. He was comely and well-favored, a handsome and attractive man. His master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph and tempted him, but he yielded not. He gave two noble reasons for not yielding to her persuasion. One, his duty and gratitude toward his master. And two, it would be a sin to sin against the God whom he served. He carried out this principle of the golden rule and demonstrated his high and conscientious regard for right. When further tempted, he simply fled. This purity, goodness, and faithfulness to men and God made Joseph the great man that he was. When his mistress failed in her evil purpose, she effectively blamed her husband for bringing this Hebrew into this house and wickedly accused Joseph of the very crime she was tempting him to commit. Now let's read the next two verses. Genesis 39:19-20. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, After this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison and place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. This complaint of his wife so incensed Potiphar that he cast Joseph into prison, the place where the king's prisoners were bound or confined. Joseph was placed in a dungeon. At some time, Joseph must have been literally bound. He called for a famine in the land and brake the whole staff. He sent a man before them. Joseph was sold for a servant. His feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in chains of iron until the time came that his word came to pass. The word of Jehovah tried him. That's Psalm 150, verses 16 through 19. This was the sorest trial of Joseph's life, cast into prison and bound in chains upon the false charge. In addition to slavery, he was imprisoned as a criminal. Now for the next three verses, Genesis 39:21-23. But Jehovah was with Joseph, and showed kindness unto him, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because Jehovah was with him. And that which he did, Jehovah made it to prosper. Back to Elam's notes. The reason given for Joseph's influence over men in his success is Jehovah was with him. And the reason Jehovah was with him was that he was ever dutiful and faithful to Jehovah. All young men should serve God. They should not wait until they're old to begin this service. the wise man said in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1, remember also thy Creator in the days of thy youth. God gave Joseph favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison through his deportment and character, just as we read in Luke 2:52 that Jesus advanced in favor with God and men. Joseph was soon set free from the chains and the dungeon, for all the prisoners were soon committed to his management, and the keeper of the prison took no account of what Joseph did. If a man himself is always honest and true, people will have confidence in him. People cannot have confidence in dishonest men. The only way to gain and retain the confidence of men is to do right. God was with Joseph in the pit, as a slave, and in the prison. God never sleeps. His eyes are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. That brings this Sunday school lesson to a close, but there's a couple of poetic rhymes at the end of the lesson. I will read these to you now. This one by James Edmonston. Lead me, then let my feet... Lead me, and then my feet shall never, never stray, but safely I shall reach the seat of happiness and day, and oh, from that bright throne I shall look back and see the path I went, and that alone was the right path for me. And then here's a piece of poetry by one Bailey. We sometimes wonder why our Lord doth place us within a sphere so narrow, so obscure, that nothing we call work can find an entrance. There's only room to suffer, to endure. Well, God loves patience, souls that dwell in stillness, doing little things, or resting quiet, may just as perfectly fulfill their mission. Be just as pleasing in the Father's sight. This, to me, is life. That if life be a burden, I will join to make it but a burden of a song. I turn the page in my Sunday school book, and I come to the Sunday school lesson that was prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of June the 20th, 1926. It is about Judah's plea. And we are requested to read Genesis 44, 18 through 45, 15. And as we have opportunity in the time remaining, we'll begin that reading. I'm turning to Genesis chapter 44. I'll begin reading in verse 18. Then Judah came near unto him and said, O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my Lord's ears, and let not thine anger burn against thy servant, for thou art even as Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servant, saying, Have ye a father or a brother? And we said unto my Lord, If we have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. And thou saidest unto thy servants, Bring him down unto me, that I may set mine eyes upon him. And we said unto my Lord, The lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. And thou saidest unto thy servants, Except your youngest brother come down with you, you shall see my face no more. And it came to pass, when we came up into thy servant, my father, we told him the words of my Lord, and our father said, Go again, buy us a little food. And we said, We cannot go down. If our younger brother be with us, then we will go down. For we may not see the man's face, except our youngest brother be with us. But we're going to have to complete this reading in the future class. So, Mark, Genesis 44.